Sponsoring this episode of The Instance is DoghouseSystems.com. They have the official Blizzard-licensed side panels now on a system of your choice. Go check it out. DoghouseSystems.com/Blizzard. One. Kind of like that.
The Instance.
Pretty close to that.
Exactly, I guess.
Why even do it? I shouldn't even bother because you've got it all.
Let's do it.
All right. There it is.
When I'm not busy making faces at the humans, I'm listening to The Instance. Alliance Pigs. You're listening to The Instance.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Instance. This is The Instance, episode 372 Friday, the June of the 27th.
Oh, God,
the
Spectacular just moved up a day.
Holy
it's
crap.
Brain.
Dude, it's less than 6 days
oh,
away.
Oh, no. It's less than 5 working days away. Oh, no. Yeah, Amazon Prime, I need you more than ever.
Now, I need you more than ever. Hey, that movie's out this weekend, and the reviewers hate it.
I saw it.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It's really bad. But
what's this, Transformers?
You guys, yeah. I think a fan of Transformers. What? I think it's
Transformers.
A Transformers.
Terrible movie.
Is it terrible?
Well, they've always been consistently amazing.
I know. This time though, it was really bad. Well, normally it was really bad, and
what's
I hated
the
it.
The Matrix of review on this.
This time it was really bad and I loved it.
Really?
Ah. Yeah.
Hold on now.
What the hell?
You know, I know why. Because you got what's his name going, I think we found a Transformer. I think it's a Transformer.
Yeah.
Is that why? Because Marky Mark's in it?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, Marky Mark definitely brought the Marky Mark vibe that he does, which is just, you know, how's your mother doing? Like, he just, yeah, it was that on? The whole time.
Hey.
And, say hi to your mother for me. He was definitely that Marky Mark. Which is great.
It's my favorite Marky Mark.
But no, it was just, there was no point for the plot to even exist.
Mm.
But there was just, like, you thought you had the final action sequence, and then there was another hour of movie.
Forget the plot.
Forget the plot.
That's what it is.
Pretty much.
But that's all I want from a Transformers.
Yeah. And we got...
I wrote a different version called Tranny Performers, which involved a lot of kind of it was a more adult
Lady
story.
Boys, yeah.
I think so, exactly. And I thought it was actually more of a sort of an interesting tale. But Hasbro stopped me from releasing
the kiboshed it. Yeah, they'll do that. They get a little litigious.
I think they were thinking that, you know, that Megadong is not the kind of the best nemesis. But you know.
Yeah.
So c'est la vie.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Hey, well, hold on. So you've seen it, Dills. Was Soundwave back in it or no Soundwave?
No Soundwave.
No,
right?
That's too bad. No, that's a lost opportunity. Whenever
there was only like 5 of them. There was I don't know all them by name, but there was the one dude who's actually pretty cool. Is the big dude with all the guns? You know, the fat guy. You know.
Oh, right. I forgot his name. He's played by John Goodman, I think.
I'm not a Transformers lore guy.
No, me neither.
Yeah. But you know, it's basically the plot. I'll just say this: the plot was pretty much the same. It's like there's a thing. We got to get it. We got to keep it from the other guys, and then lots of
capture
stuff, lots
flank.
Of fighting.
That's everyone is captured.
Yeah. So sorry about the spoilers, but and the thing is though, you can't really downgrade from LaBeouf. So you know, anybody that they chucked in there, I was really disappointed it wasn't Macaulay though.
Oh, that would have been great.
He's really looking for a big, you know, a big boost in his career, becoming
an
action hero.
Too frail. He can't do it.
Yeah, maybe. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's
if
frail.
Optimus goes on holiday.
We forgot Kevin.
And then, you know, Macaulay
Culkin. Kevin.
He's just there in an abandoned house.
Yeah.
And all the bad Decepticons, they're there, and he's got to set up a series of traps that are mainly kind of
them. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's just weird, funny machines.
Or at least, if not capture them, hit them in the face with a paint bucket. You know, one or the other.
Yeah. You've described a movie I would watch.
By the way, everybody's frail against giant robots though, right? Mm. So it doesn't matter.
How are the Dinobots? Like, the Dinobots worth a poop or is it stupid?
I'll say this. The Dinobots appear out of nowhere.
Yeah. Okay.
And the first thought I had was, wait, what the hell? Why are there suddenly dinosaurs? And then I was like, you know what? Screw it.
Yeah, it's Transformers.
Optimus Prime riding a dinosaur.
Where did these dinosaurs come from? I think we found a Transformer. Well, that's great. Well, hey, it's a World of Warcraft show here.
Oh, yeah. What about that?
Oh, I should have played this during our conversation.
Stick to the topic, damn it.
God damn it.
There you go. That's the guy, although I liked yours a little better. We will not talk about Transformers. We will talk about the video game known as World of Warcraft. It's the alpha. Yeah. The beta now.
Is it actually officially beta now?
Yes, it is. So,
well, mine still today. Says alpha.
So does mine. Yeah. So if you had an alpha account, it converts over to full beta access in game. It just doesn't tell you in the launcher. But if you never were in the alpha and you got a beta invite, yours says beta.
Yeah.
So if I uninstall it and then choose to reinstall it, would it say beta?
It would say beta.
Alpha.
It would say, well, it would say beta. It would say beta.
Beta. Okay, yeah, beta.
Beta for you. BEETA.
Beta. I don't know. That's
three E's in the middle for you guys. It's no longer an alpha, and so we'll get to that in the news and talk about kind of some of the minutiae there. But I did convert over and played a bit. I played a bit of the alpha this week also, and then this morning got in here and did the conversion, and it was fine. The nice thing about it is you can import characters now. So first thing I did was move GURP over.
Fantastic, yeah.
And he looks great as a new remodeled orc. Way more emotive than I've seen him in years past. Certainly smiling.
And yet, no option to re-roll your features as of yet.
Not yet.
So that's the thing people are asking us, like, do we get the option to, like, be... Because, I mean, like, when you look through the undead, honestly, those undead models are the best so far.
They're beautiful.
Those
dislocated
jaws just swinging in the wind. Mm-hmm. It's like if you didn't choose one of those when you made your character... You're going to want to.
Yeah.
So I totally think that there needs to be, like, you know, a Stitches Apothecary character on the Horde side who will give you a little nip tuck.
Mm-hmm.
And on the Alliance side, I don't know, it could be like an ethereal, you know, guy next to your trans.
Be a gnome, some idiot gnome of technology or
a
something.
A gnome.
Yeah.
With my new scalpel machine, I will slice you up. And they're like, oh, okay, that sounds safe. Yeah, sure, why not?
Why not, buddy? Let's get
this
on that.
This can't backfire.
No.
It's only $15.
It can only go well. It can only go well. It's funny, some of the bugs I noticed immediately, though. And there are ones that just surprised me. So, you know, in the spell book, you have the tab that says, you know, you got the what's changed, and then there's the tab that says your core abilities. And the core abilities are nice for newbies who don't know their character or, you know, boosted to 90 and kind of want a little help or whatever. And you go in there and it tells you kind of what a good basic rotation is and when to apply these top five abilities. And I went in there, and for the hunter anyway, I can't speak to other classes, I haven't looked yet, but it says, there's one that says keep applied all the time. Now that used to be Serpent Sting, but now it's just this empty hole and you don't know what it is.
Well, because that's gone.
Yeah, but it seems like they would have...
So they just haven't gotten to that.
They just haven't gotten to it. Then they also have explosive or kill shot on there, which is no longer in my... It's showing up as an icon, but it's not in my book anymore. And I can't remember if that was removed.
That's not removed. It's now a thing that gives you health back.
But is it only is it something other than survival? Perhaps they've tucked it under another spec. Is that possible?
I feel like it's still supposed to be everywhere, but I can't. I don't know.
I thought you were right too, but it's nowhere. I can't find even in my grade out like marksman and beastmaster. It's not there either.
Yeah.
So I think that may just be straight up a bug. And then trap launcher, which is still in the game, to launch your traps. You know. Doesn't work at all. You just hit it, you do a weird little kind of fart move, and then nothing happens. So there's a lot of stuff like that. It's beta, whatever. I didn't have a chance to go kill anything to see kind of how some of the other changes I'm looking forward to feel or whatever. But I can just say on the surface, running around as a new orc is kind of a nice, fresh, new car smell to it. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it bugged me a little bit. This is not Blizzard's problem, but there I am in the same gear I'm always in, right? Standing there in my transmog stuff that I'm wearing, and it is not immediately apparent that there is a brand new orc under any of that. So I go take off the helm and take off the cloak and, you know, just try to minimize a little bit. And then, you know, then you're seeing your face and stuff. But it occurs to me, probably, this seems likely to me, that everybody will get in, they'll have their main, they'll have these changes, they'll be ooh, ah, wow at them, and maybe the undead, maybe more so at first. But then... A little time's going to pass, and it's going to be kind of the same. I mean, they're it's still all your mounds of gear on top of these models that you don't see much of in the game.
But you could choose to have no helm, right?
True.
And look at your face all the time.
Yeah. And you've got to look at it in terms of just like the patch 5.4 trailer and the jump to level 90 trailer. You know, those trailers featured the new character models and the new animations and brought a hell of a lot of people back to the game and got all of us really excited about World of Warcraft again.
Yeah.
And I think purely just for having these moments where, because they've updated it. I mean, that's the problem with the, you know, Siege of Orgrimmar. You've got that last cinematic and you've got what looks like scenes out of like a really bad plastic surgery office of just like, here's some of the guys that we've had a go at over the years, all in varying stages of beautification.
Sure.
And I think that, you know, it just, it, the game deserves it.
I agree. I 100% agree. I agree. It's just not.
You still, you've always covered all your stuff up with gear, but, and well, now, though, you can deep run tram and nipple tweak and stuff. So, you know.
Right. Yeah, I mean, totally.
Yeah.
Male humans, you know, hairy chests. That was it. They had me a hairy chest. I was like, boom. Yeah.
Nipples, amazing. Too. Those
That's
guys.
The thing I'm exactly. into, and now it's
really nice, big nipples, hairy chest.
Pepperoni, you know, nipples, yeah.
And exactly. I was hoping that we'd get a similar treatment on the ladies, but they've gone for a more traditional finish.
Not hairy enough.
No, to be honest with you, I haven't seen all the kind of the facial hair and body hair options yet. But they look really cool. They've got attitude. I mean, just the human male, seeing the contrast between the old and the new,
so
and
much better.
Realizing like, oh yeah, I guess like it kind of does look like his whole pectoral chest section is like a giant V and dragged down his chest rather than how it would normally be.
Mm-hmm.
And you just start seeing like anatomically it was completely wrong in quite a few places.
Yeah.
And now it just looks amazing. Just even down to the hands.
Yeah.
The hands before had maybe like 6 polygons per finger. Whereas now, you know, they just look fantastic.
Well, they're using vertices and skeletal structure that they built in the alpha for that human. The humans were the first things they built. And to think about a thing that's as old as 2002.
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, I remember today I was downloading, I wanted to get a Blizzard logo for something I was doing. And I went onto their like public FTP and I just wasn't paying any attention. It said like E3 2014. I thought, oh, that's probably about as recent as you can get for getting the most up-to-date logo. Mm-hmm. I downloaded it, ran it, and it was the worst thing I'd ever seen. I realized it was 2004 E3. And just seeing that old fly-through, and they show off like what do they show off? Like Scholomance and the Sunken Temple and things like that. And it was just like, oh my Lord, this is...
it's really old.
This is all sorts of bad. And it's just brilliant to see it, to see now how far it's come.
I agree. It's great. It's amazing. And it's a cool feature. And the fact that they're getting redone, I think, like you said, the game deserves it. I agree. We deserve it as players. All I'm saying is, like with all these sorts of cosmetic changes... A week into it, and no one's thinking about that anymore. They're just not going to be thinking about it. They may be having
the NPCs will still be obvious and all that stuff too. Mm-hmm. So
that's true.
Yeah.
I mean,
by the way, Killshot is no longer available to survival hunters. There you go.
Boom. Oh, that answers it. Well, they got to update all their. I mean, there's stuff in there. They got to update, so that's easy to see. But right now, it's not easy. But all the core stuff I need is there. Of course, you know, like the idea that Serpent Sting is a passive now is weird. Just not seeing it as a thing I can hit and. Make sure it's being refreshed.
Yeah, I mean, how did you feel about your action bar when you started loading it up?
A little better because it's manageable now.
Like,
sure. The core things I need are all there. The other stuff, like Serpent Sting, if I'm going to be truthful here, was always a thing that, well, not maybe not always, but lately is a thing that just you hit
it's
it once.
Thing you have to do.
And you just refreshed it for the rest of the fight.
Well, you put it on one time, and then the only time you ever had to think about it again was just making sure it was still
just
there.
Just make sure it was up. Oh, it's not up? Hit it again. Like
Hit it again. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, it was like checking on your kids to make sure nobody had, you know, electrified anything or whatever. It's like, oh, okay, well, everything's fine. I'll be back in this other place doing this other thing.
And if Blizzard could make it so that checking on your kids was something we no longer had to do, we would take it, right?
Oh, dude, no kidding. So, it's good so far. GURP looks sweet, so I'm happy about that. And for no good reason at all, this week I started an undead mage level 1 for no reason. I don't know where I was going with that. You know, like I always say, sometimes I just like that fresh
level
beginning.
1 feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, of like I only have one thing to do, and then level 2 I've got 2 things to do, and by level 3 I got more quests to do and then more gear suddenly, and then I got a third thing to do, and it just there's a great early progression in this game, always has been. And yeah, I haven't touched Undead Zones since Cataclysm, and I just thought it'd be fun to go in there and do it. So I did. I don't know why. I got a level 5 dude just sitting there, hanging out, and doing his thing.
I only did the Undead one time, and it was right when it was, you know, really busy time. But all I, like, my experience was just, there's a lot of people in this tiny little room, and we're all undead.
Yeah.
And that little tiny room was like the very, very first place everybody had to be.
Yeah, the little sepulcher really thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. They quit doing that. It's all outside now.
Okay, good.
And Cataclysm was a nice bump to all those quests, and that whole area got completely revamped, which is nice.
Sweet.
But I, you know, I don't probably not going to do anything with him, but I do like the idea of...
This was on live?
Yeah, I played it on the live servers.
Well,
I know. It's weird. Look, the models aren't in for the beta yet, so...
No. Exactly.
Not yet. Now, when they are, I guarantee I'm just going to do this again. On the beta server and just go build one and see what he looks like. And then if those undead are as cool as they look right now in the revamp screenshots and stuff, and they look amazing. If
the undead are in the beta.
They're not in the beta, are they?
Yeah, they are.
I checked to see.
Undead males definitely are.
You know what? I didn't check undead males. I noticed that the, because they were showing blood elf females, or no, not blood elf, night elf females on the, a couple of screenshots have been floating around, as well as the Draenei. And they're not.
They're all on there.
But they're not. When I go make a new Draenei, he's not the new dude.
Definitely is on mine.
Is he? Maybe that one's more subtle, and I'm not noticing it.
No, it's the Draenei male.
It is real subtle.
Yeah, it's because, you know, they are inherently that little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know,
screenshots look good. I mean, I just couldn't tell on the live screen. So you may be right. I didn't spend a ton of time there. I was more interested in getting GURP over. But no, if the undead dudes are in there, what the hell am I doing? I'll go do that.
Yeah, why are you on? No, get in the beta.
Yeah, I mean,
get in there, make your
But I did that to my defense. I did the live level 1 undead guy like Tuesday, so it was before all this.
Yeah.
All right. No, today.
Wasn't all
today.
All
right, we forgive you, Scott.
I didn't opt out of the beta. Go, I got to go make an undead guy right now. anyway.
I've just tried now logging into the PvP server, and maybe it's just not properly enabled, but I was told that if you create any character on there, template or new, they all get leveled automatically to level 100 and given gear, and it's for the PvP testing. And so I just wanted to see what that was like, but I guess that's not enabled just yet because I've just tried to do that on the Gilneas one, but maybe they're opening up another one.
Did that just make a level 1 dude for you?
Just made a level 1 dude. Huh. But yeah, so just undead male, 100% new. If you go to the faces, honestly, click through the faces, sorry, the features even, and it'll go through all of these different jaw types.
Yeah.
And it's just, like I said, these sort of broken, dislocated jaws that are just bobbing around, or they've got the sort of the metal Deathwing style one. And there's just so many fantastic faces. You would not believe it. I love it.
I'm in right now. Undead. Male. I can't tell if they're new or not.
Just go click on features. Go. How can you not see that? That's so much better than just look at his bones on his back first. And she just.
Oh, okay, you're right. Yeah, that's totally him.
I guess the girls aren't in there yet.
No. Females aren't in yet. It's weird actually because obviously the art craft versions of a lot of these models aren't in the game yet.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is like some of the hairstyles on the like Draenei female and stuff like that, it doesn't feel like that's complete yet. And I think that, you know, this is all still very much alpha beta. So I don't think people should feel when they see them, if they're not blown away completely, you know, that is too much of a bad thing.
Yeah. And Dills, you haven't converted your account yet or whatever, or logged in and done a copy?
Not to beta, no. I've only like logged into alpha just for a little bit and messed around, but probably after the show, I'll just pop on and make sure it's all good.
The things do seem more solid. Like your problem with not being able to get in, that was plaguing me all week.
Yeah, it was weird. It was just like kind of random times. I would just be like, I got a little bit of time here. Let's check in on the alpha. And it's like, nope, can't do it.
Same deal.
It was just, the annoying thing was that you didn't know until you got all the way in and then tried to pick a server. And then just no servers would come up. That's basically what was happening for me.
Yeah.
And so it was like, I wish it would have just told me.
Yeah.
Or I tried to log in.
I always like, I like a beta. I mean, as many strides as they've made, like how easy it is to install an alpha or uninstall it now or get on a PTR on Diablo or any of these things, it's so easy now. Once you actually get in, you're just starkly reminded, oh, that doesn't work at all when I click that, or this thing's totally busted. And you just, you know, you forget, even for Blizzard, their betas sometimes have problems.
But it's only been beta today. I mean, that's the thing. For an alpha, it's very normal.
It's 2 p.m. today.
Yeah.
So.
Up and down and all over the place.
Yeah.
But
beta already seems more solid. There was a ton of people in there. I had no problem getting in. You know.
It was good.
Yeah. So you should be able to as well, Dills, when you get out of here tonight or today. And then I just want to say how jealous I am of all druids everywhere. Their mythic tier 17 armor set makes me want to melt in my shorts. Have you guys seen this thing? The mythic tier 17 for the druid.
The bug
one is gorgeous.
It is very cool.
I've never seen him do armor like this. This to me is a new high level. This is a new bar.
There's like, if you check out the priest one, it's just like, you know, they have a veil on and it sways in the wind.
Oh, does that move? I didn't see the 3D.
Yeah, and there's so many very cool things.
That's cool. Seems like armor, because that's what you're going to start to see. So it's one thing to update the geometry of your models, right? That's great. That's cool. All the core animations are great. But what this then affords them is big changes to what you attach to that geometry. And you can add more geometry, more polys to everything you're putting on the dude. Plus it can move in special ways, more effects, more, you know, sort of connective tissue between those different effects. It's super exciting. What we might see.
I really want to see more. Yeah, more armor movement. That's going to be fantastic. Yeah. This is the first real stab at it. You know, these few models.
Sure,
they're off to a great start.
It is. It looks good. And I am happy to say that standing next to a Pandaren monk or somebody with the new orcs. I was worried the Pandarens, despite the fact that they were kind of the first of these new models. I mean, these new models are using the same sort of tech and stuff. I was still afraid that they would look old compared to this newer stuff, and they fit in just fine. They don't look bad. They look great, in fact. So if you picked a panda, don't stress. You're fine. You have a new model as well, I would argue. Dills, tell me about the Hearthstone tournament you're casting. What the hell's that about? I want people to know about it and go and hear it.
It's tomorrow. I've been talking about it a little bit, but now it's here. So tomorrow at Folsom Street Foundry in San Francisco, it's open tournament. Everyone can come and just play in it if they want to. And basically it's going to be BlizzCon style, like best of three, and then we'll do best of five for the finals. And we're actually going to have, which I haven't really seen people do, but I think it's a model that we should start seeing more. It's just like a buy-in tournament, you know, like a poker tournament or something. Like you buy in for $10.
Yeah.
And you can win a bunch of money.
That's great.
So, yeah, it should be a lot of fun. There's also going to be a Street Fighter tournament going on at the same time. So it's
I think
it starts at like 3 p.m. or 4 p.m. In San Francisco at Folsom Street Foundry on 10th and Folsom. And we'll be broadcasting it on Twitch. I'm not exactly sure what the Twitch channel is, but I'm sure I will tweet it all out and stuff when that happens.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it should be really fun. Anyone who lives in the Bay Area, come on down. Play a little Hearthstone. I won't be playing it. I'll just be casting in it. But
that's great. Anybody, is someone with you or just you?
It'll be me and a couple of the guys who work for Showdown Esports. So I'm pretty sure it's Cal and Eric who are volunteering to do it. And hopefully I'll be able to step out and take a break at some point too, because it might be pretty long. We'll see.
I imagine. No, that's cool. Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing that Street Fighter one either too.
Actually, we're going to be broadcasting all of it. So it should be a lot of fun. I actually haven't cast something since the Angry Chicken Invitational, so this will be another good opportunity to flex my casting muscles. I'm not going to know what their deck lists are at all, though, so it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to kind of guess what they might have in their decks.
Yeah, no doubt.
But, whatever. We're going to have some fun.
That'll be fun. Either way.
Yeah.
Well, let everybody know, and we'll make sure we get on that. All right, let's get to some news here. Right here.
Big news of the week.
Big news.
Big news of the week this week, brought to you by DoghouseSystems.com. They are coming to Nerdtacular next weekend. If you're coming, you have a chance to win a full-blown high-end box for those guys, a working PC, brand new one,
nice,
with custom art on the side just for the event. Very exciting. So there's also going to be one given away to the audience who watches the stream at home. If you can't attend this year and you're watching, you win one.
That's
now.
Me.
So giving away two.
So hang on, how do I win one?
All you have to do is tune into the stream. I couldn't tell.
Where's
not
the
sure.
stream? Is it Twitch?
It's going to be frogpants.com/live, rather. And okay. It is Twitch, but it will be, it's just embedded there and there's the chat and everything. And that's how they'll pick people through that chat. But it's sometime during those 2 core days. So it'll be somewhere on the 4th or the 5th. So you have to kind of watch a lot to know when they're going to do it. But they're going to give one away to home users or to home viewers and somebody at the event. Super stoked about that. And as always, right now, they've got those awesome Blizzard boxes. They are officially licensed by Blizzard. You can go check out the Horde or the Alliance one and configure it and get yours right now using the code Henry for double the memory at doghousesystems.com. All right. We've talked about it a bit, but here's the actual announcement. Congratulations. This is the email that I got. You've been selected to participate in the beta test of World of Warcraft Warlords of Draenor. You can download the client now, but be ready to log in from the game. Or let's see. But be ready to log into the game from Friday, June 27th at 2 p.m. PDT. So that, does that mean I'm still in the alpha? That's weird.
Yeah, but not really.
I'm in it, though, because I couldn't copy this character in the alpha.
Yeah.
Unless now you can do that in the alpha. I don't know. I think it's the beta. But anyway, as a beta test participant, you'll experience new content and features in Warlords of Draenor before the expansion is released. Over the course of testing, you'll venture through the Dark Portal, establish your garrison, and fight back against the Iron Horde.
That Iron Horde.
There is a lot of dudes in the beta at the moment.
Tons of them.
I don't know quite how many people are now in or have the option to get in. They said that they're targeting invites to veteran WoW players. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does that mean that it's like, if you've been playing WoW since vanilla, you've got an invite, or is it?
You know, you're more likely.
Yeah, you know, this is what Bashiok says. Bashiok says, "Who gets the beta access?" In a tweet, he said, "First Warlords beta invites are on their way. Check your account for flagging. Targeting first wave toward WoW veterans, and no other details. So who knows what a WoW veteran is? But all the alpha accounts,
Shadow Moon Valley is down.
Is it? Oh, that's too bad.
Instant not found. So, oh well.
All right. Well, you tried.
I'm going to have to pay attention and do the show now. This is bull crap.
This is bullshit. Also, the EU, poor EU. This is where you live. You can't jump into your, you can't port a regular character over because you're bugged right now. Or maybe you can, maybe it's fixed by now, but as of this morning, it was not working.
I don't think so. Okay. But I mean, I've got an American one as well. So.
Oh yeah.
I'm all right.
You're all over the place. You're an international man of mystery.
I am. Secret agent me.
So another important thing to mention, and a bunch of people flocked to Twitter and asked me directly through replies, "Hey, get me in. And I'm like, I don't have the power to get anyone in. Second, it's all flagged accounts. It's not codes this time around. So I have a feeling that Blizzard's done with codes. I think Hearthstone represented the final codes.
Yeah, Hearthstone, exactly. When Hearthstone, you started seeing codes show up on eBay. I think Blizzard was thinking like, okay, this is not what we're about.
Yeah, they didn't do it with Heroes either. So, you know, they're just, I don't know. It didn't work out. I think it was a test run. Sure. Is this a good way to do this? No, it's not.
Conceptually, it works on one level. I think this is why they probably did it. And that is that if it's for people who have never played Blizzard games or aren't currently playing them, that's a great way to get them into the ecosystem. But yeah. with the eBay thing and all these other kind of abuses, that I think just became very much not worth it on the surface. And they went ahead and just said, well, look, we've got this giant database of people. So let's just flag their accounts. And they're going to be the most interested parties anyway. You know, it's not worth the pain that was with Hearthstone in exchange for a few new players.
I also feel like there was an opportunity for people to, you know, run these contests and stuff, which helped, you know, because Blizzard gave Angry Chicken like a whole bunch of keys.
Mm-hmm. We had a bunch too. It was nice.
That was cool. And it was, you know, that was fun to do. But in the end, the positives were outweighed by the negatives.
Plus, I think people were just weirdly angry or more angry if they're flagged, if they didn't get a code versus having their account flagged.
Sure.
Yeah. For some reason, they felt like they were being more left out if it was a code. So there's some psychology there. But anyway, it's not, I don't think we ever see them do that again. That's fine by me.
I think logistically, it's a lot harder for them, though. It's a lot more manual process that they have to input codes or flag accounts during these early stages. It's a lot easier just to kind of shoot out a mail merge of a load of keys
But then the CS has to deal with some idiot who didn't put the last two digits in right. I thought it was an I, it was a 1. Oh, the L capitalized? Like, there's that, you know?
Yeah.
People hate that. I would hate that if you had to support that. Ugh, it sucks. At least if it's your account, it's just a thing in there and you go and you accept and download it, you know? I don't know. The advantages to doing it the way they're doing it now seem to far outweigh the advantages of codes. But nonetheless, and they can still do contests. For example, you know, Bashiok or somebody could say, Scott, here's, you know, 5 slots of beta access we can give away. All you need to do is run your contest and then give us their emails and they're in.
Yeah.
And so it's not like they can't still do that. We talked about the human male. We didn't get to see the mustache. That's too bad. I just feel like the human male is...
In the art post.
I would have liked to.
There's something about a human male that must have a mustache, right? Yeah.
It always has in the past. I mean, every time they ever show one off, these always got that horrible, like, Chuck Norris look to it. Mm. And I would have liked to have seen some of those hair options. That'll come soon enough. But yeah,
well,
you're right.
They just don't want to cover up the face too much because it's all this expression and, you know, even stuff like down to the teeth.
Yeah.
It's quite weird seeing these characters with teeth, and it throws it a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, they look pretty good. They look really good, actually.
Yeah, I'm not complaining. There's
one where his ears look a bit funny as they're kind of pinned back as he's got like dwarf hair. Yeah. But you know, that's what you kind of expect as they kind of play about. But the expression in these characters is phenomenal.
Yep.
And you know, were there a way for me to play as a topless human male? Yeah, I would be all over that.
Would you be you would be topless.
I'd be topless the whole time. Mm. Just running around with my sweet hairy chest.
Yeah.
You know, my muscles glistening in the Draenor sunlight. I think would be amazing. I think that would be a fantastic way to play.
Why do you think the blood or the night elf girls have regular underwear on and the human girls have thongs on? What do you think that's about? What's going on there?
Well, I just think that's just how it is.
What we want.
Yeah. I'd say stop ruining it for the rest of us,
Scott.
Okay.
Look, don't ask so many questions.
I'm going to be a feminist advocate here for just a second and say, you know, feminist. If you're going to give one of them normal underwear, why don't you give both of them?
How about this? What's not normal about a thong? Thong's
fantastic.
If you're
going to give one of them a thong, give everyone a thong.
Everyone a thong or the option of a thong.
All right.
You know, I want these powerful women to express their sexuality and their fantastic bodies however they choose to.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's fine.
Okay.
I can't see any problems.
Go ahead and give the male guy a thong too. I don't care. Let's do this.
All right.
Let's just even the playing field here.
Leopard thong. How about that?
Sure. Okay. Why not?
Okay.
By the way, I like how he's got like mini love handles.
He totally does.
Yeah.
Got a little meat
I imagine
there.
That if Morheim takes his shirt off, that's what it looks like.
You think that's a?
That's what the rumor is he posed for it.
Yeah. Like this is.
That is what's floated around. He asked them to tone down the physique a little bit because
he was like, I don't want to freak anyone out.
Let's make it believable in this fantasy world. Mm-hmm. So just give him like 80% of these biceps. He said. And then he did his little pec dance thing he does. I think it's cool. And they've got like, you know, a rocking kind of big, strong chin, this jawline that just looks like, you know, you can chisel. And then you go back and you look at the original one and they look so, so, so bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah.
It's in comparison
that they really have a hard time looking.
Yeah. When you
really
see
bad. I mean, that, you know, cover this guy as a mage in, you know, tier 15 armor or something, you know, something recent, and they look okay still because all of that armor does add greater quality and fidelity to it.
Yeah.
But there is something to be said about just, you know, addressing the models and that animation, and having this expression and as they talk and move around, you know, there is just so much there that you kind of lose yourself in.
You know how when you're in the buildings out in Four Winds, the horde place, you speed up, you have like a speed boost while you're inside there?
Yeah, the wind guy.
Yeah. The running animation is so different from what it used to be for the orc that I felt like a Benny Hill cartoon. It was ridiculous. It looked really weird. Like I'm still not used to that. So when you do speed up, you either get a boost or I guess it was roughly a little bit less than that, but roughly that when I run cheetah,
it's a sprint. Exactly. Pack, yeah. And so there's a different animation, but I mean, it's not even that. It's just the like I said, those like machinima bits, they really are fantastic parts of Warcraft. And this allows us to have much better and more and more capable ones of that.
Yep.
We're gonna see like a resurgence in Machinima. Wow, Machinima.
I think so.
I would love to. Yeah. I'd love to see.
Remember the one guy that hacked it down enough to actually get to the core stuff and then made his own animations out of it all? Real ninja like Stormwind story. I don't remember what it was called.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was the SI7 sort of, had a billion.
Yeah.
And it's really, really kind of fun. But the thing is there's so many tools out there now. There's an actual tool, I think it's called like Machinima Studio or something like that.
Yeah.
And that allows you to export models and create your own scenes. And you basically put all of the Warcraft assets in a completely different engine and you can control depth of field. We've been doing some stuff where we were trying to get WoW pans and camera movements and stuff. The old way I would have done it would have been first person flying mount, fly around, or if you want to get a smooth version, jump on a griffin or a wyvern and then just capture
and fly through. Put the camera around wherever you want.
There's tools out there that unlock like a spectator mode, which kind of violate the terms of service because it is like it's an EXC that sits on top of it, but allows you to keyframe movements and have cameras that fly through the world. And it's amazing how beautiful WoW looks. And honestly, we've got a video going out on Sunday. I'll talk about it later. But there was just a scene of it going through Stormwind. Well, it might be the second one. But anyway, I was taken aback by how good Stormwind looks. And it is just these character models really just bring the last bit to bring it all in line with looking amazing.
The
thing that strikes me is like from playing WildStar and games like that is there's not that many hair and character customization options still, for a game
in WoW.
You would think that there could have been more.
There still should be more in my opinion, but
and that's, I think that would be nice to see as time goes on. Chris Robinson said, they were talking about doing the having customizable backbones protruding out of your undead, and they're saying we'd love to, we can't do it for launch because it would slow down the whole expansion.
Sure.
But that would be something that we're floating around and we would love to visit.
Yeah.
And I think that would be
it's something that's always been missing from the game. It'd be cool if they would add more, but it occurred to me yesterday Tuesday when I was playing that undead mage.
It was Bashiok he was saying.
Oh, Bashiok, all right.
Yeah.
But I remember walking out of... So I'm playing that character. It's like the second or third quest. And it is, you got to take this big thug-looking undead guy, go collect some bodies, and then he carries him back. It's a new quest that was put in Kata. Anyway, it's cool because you go click on these guys, and he throws them on his shoulder. And by the time you're done, he's got six dudes on his back, and it's kind of funny. Anyway, but what I noticed was, here's me, little standard height, undead mage, no bigger than they've ever let me be. But this guy who's rolling with me, the little NPC guy, is, 2 feet in the virtual world taller than me and bigger and wider and, but he's still that same model. He's just been embiggened. It's just like anything in a raid encounter where the boss is larger than everybody else, but it's the same orc model or, you get bigger because it's some buff or whatever. I don't know why we can't just choose that kind of thing. Let's do some height changes.
Having a little bit of variation. Yeah, within reason. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but know what, though? This game kind of proved that even though we all want all this customization, this game got bigger than every other game without it. So is that really what people care about in the end?
Probably not.
We like it, but we care about the game is what we care about.
You're absolutely right. I mean... City of Heroes came before this and established a new high watermark of character customization. And WoW came in and said, you'll have a few, but it's no big deal.
It was like, we'll give you enough so that you can make your character have blonde hair or whatever. That's fine. Yeah. But in the end,
you're
going to everybody's
cover it up with this sweet game.
Yeah. I mean, everybody was like, I want more, but I'm not going to not play the game. I'm still going to play this game, you know?
Yeah.
So as much as it's a luxury item, really, having like a ton of stuff to do. And I'm not one of those people, though, so I may have a bias on this, that I'm not one of those people who spend like an hour making my character before I play a game. I spend like 10 minutes tops.
If I can make him tall, I'll do that. But that's the only change I make.
When I play like a sports game or something, I'll just try to make him look as much like me as possible.
All right.
And then I move on.
Chris, you're so sporty.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm clearly a world-class athlete. So.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I would understand. I saw you in your getup the other day. I know you're one. That was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That was incredible.
I'm a world champ, or no, not a world champion, a global money champion in 2010.
Oh, wow. Look at
that. Of mediocre golf.
Oh, of course. So that's what, like $50, something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was $9 or so total.
Take that, Dota 2 tournament.
Yeah.
What do you got to say now?
Millions of whatever.
Draenei and Undead, like Terpster said, are also being shown, or you can see them, and I guess they are in the beta. So,
and they don't look that different, honestly.
No. I think the Undead, now that I can go make one, I can play around with it, but I think the Undead is a more significant thing because they always felt a little wispy and frail to me. And some of that's on purpose because they're undead and they're half bones and, you know, whatever, but they feel a little more meaty in these shots. The Draenei, I just don't know if it's that big of a change. I guess there's more muscle definition here and stuff, but
no, it's definitely more defined. But you know what's funny is now the undead ones are grosser now.
Totally. And they should be.
But so much better.
Yeah, when the bones like stick out of the flesh, before it was just kind of whatever, it was abstract. Now it's like that's a leg, and then there's bone just coming out, and that's just the flesh
and
of the leg.
And the flesh, it looks more like a wound, like a necrotic, like gross, like gangrenous flesh.
Yeah.
That's what you want. I think you want that. Now in China, where they don't have any of the bones sticking out, I wonder what they'll do. I guess the same thing. They'll just make them look like zombies without.
Yeah, they'll just be zombies. Yeah. You know?
It's always been weird to me. I'll tell you what's weirder to me, though, is this Death Knight tier 17 armor. That looks like he's got a giant penis sticking out of the front of it.
It's this whole Gron. It looks like the old rogue stuff from Naxxramas or whatever it was when you had the one eyed weirdo thing. But the horn, just giving them the horn. I don't know. It's like they have a one eyed monster on their front and they've given him a horn as well. It's like they're really going for everything they can do.
Yeah, it looks like a big wiener to me.
Fair enough. I mean, this is the big thing we're seeing with this tier as well is, again, they've got so many additional polygons at hand that they're now putting drapes off of belts that hang down. So you have like almost like a tabard between your legs.
Yeah.
And again, or just a large phallus sticking out as well in
it
this
looks
case.
Good. It looks, I mean, but aside from the wiener, the detail on this stuff is so much better than it used to be.
I just don't understand. Like, they clearly showed a picture of it sideways, and nobody was there like, hey, guys.
Yeah,
somebody noticed that this guy has a penis?
Imagine if that thing was an inch or two lower, then there'd be hell to pay, you know?
Well, I think it's almost part of it. Yeah, they've got to compete with transmogrification nowadays. Mm. Yeah, a piece of gear drops. If it's good stats, I'm like, sweet. But I'm still going to look like I'm wearing, you know, scarlet chainmail or whatever it is that, you know, I like. And so, you know, I like that they're taking more risks with the armor because they have to be a little bit more. They don't have to go down the sort of homogenous, well, let's get something that everyone will, you know, like or dislike equally. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't do something that's going to really offend people who really don't like this sort of thing. Whereas now they can be a little bit more polarizing with their designs because if you don't like it, transmog it. You know, there's a system in the game. If you really don't like this belt, you can make it look like any other belt you want to.
Yeah.
So that's true.
Good change.
So I think it's cool. And I mean,
something less
penis-like. If you're looking at the pictures on MMO Champion, you can see that they've modeled it on the current human male. And you can quite clearly see his hands are exposed and they look terrible in comparison to the rest of the armor set.
Yep.
And it's just those little things like that will be vastly improved.
They're like a Nintendo 64 hands sticking out of that.
It does. Yeah. It looks like, you know, the Superman's come back. They've reused some of the art assets they made. And wow.
Blackthorn. Blackthorn's reboot that never happened for the PS1. They're going to use those hands again. I don't know. It's weird, but it's... It's this new armor I'm seeing on all of this stuff, this tier 17 stuff, mythic or otherwise, beautiful. My goodness. Mm. I mean, some of it's a little much. Like, I think the rogue is the least sneaky looking thing I've ever seen, but
rogues are so hard because how do they make something that looks good, but at the same time is basically a ninja?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you get this all in black hidden ninja thing? You know, and it's like the hunter one, they've got, what they like rams, wolves, I don't know, but they breathe fire. Mm. You know, it's like that, all of that stuff works. It's got like the iron heart engine type thing or whatever it is that the Iron Horde are using on the belt. You know, there's loads of cool stuff. And if you whack all that on a rogue, it just doesn't make as much sense necessarily.
Yeah. It's hard.
Warriors, you know, they've got again the just a weird, you know, spiky, pointy blades. Warriors just look like I've gone into a kitchen and just taped all of the knives that are on there.
All the knives
to my body.
Pots to your body. Yeah, totally.
Just being like, well, you know, I'll give it a go.
Sure. Look like the Iron Throne by the time you walk
exactly.
out.
So yeah, exactly. Some people like that. Some people don't. The Druid one, though, still is the winner at the moment, just because having these gorgeous animated gossamer wings that sprinkle dust every now and then.
Look at that horn. Look at the horn helm. Look at the like antler helm looking thing.
Exactly. And I mean, the thing is I don't know what sort of bugs we're coming up against.
Yeah.
But it'd be lovely to see that. The Warlock one, I'm not as big a fan of. It looks like they've kind of revisited the Burning Crusade with the spiky Warhammer 40K shoulders with skulls on.
Yeah.
And I don't like the spikes as much. It looks too much plate, not enough Warlock kind of cool robe stuff. But one of the coolest belts I've seen of just this undead style fanged skull strapped to his belt. It's a very, very cool armor set.
Yeah.
And like I said, the priest one with the little veil that blows, back and forth. I think that's kind of cool.
I like, I just generally, and you're right about them having to compete with themselves for transmog. It's nice to see that they're going all out on this next bunch of stuff that may pull people away from all these old, sets that look like garbage now on their new models. Mm. So that may happen naturally, but who knows? And also one last thing in the news, the launcher has gone, away. And by that, I mean it's been replaced entirely with the Blizzard desktop app. So up till now, if you didn't want to run the Blizzard desktop app, which, houses all Blizzard games, you can launch them all from there. I did this kind of day one, so it's not really affecting me. But if you kept with the WoW launcher, you can't do that anymore. It will officially now be the Blizzard desktop app. So even when you run your WoW icon, it will launch in the app and from the app. And there's just no getting around it. So there it is. And I don't see why that's a problem at all. I think it's great, actually. I really like that app. But I'm
you
sure
log
someone,
in once every 30 days, guys, is the future. Trust me.
Yeah. It's someone amazing. Somewhere hates it. I don't know who, but
no,
someone,
yeah, absolutely. Somebody's incredibly upset by this, but
not us.
Whatever.
Yeah. I like it.
I, for one, accept our our new launcher overlords. It's fine.
I like being able to go, I'm out. I just did this great rift run in Diablo, got four legendaries, but I got to get out. Ooh, but look, there's Heroes of the Storm smiling at me. And plus, I got those WoW dailies to do. Like, it's nice to have all my Blizzard love in the
and
same
all your
bucket.
Options are there. You can chat with people without like it's just a nice little hub for all your Blizzard stuff.
Me likey.
Hubbub.
Me likey. All right. Let's do a quick world of tweets here. Got three of them, and here's your bumper. World of tweets.
Tweets.
And blue posts where applicable. This is a Celestalon tweet. The question came to him. I'm not alone in my thinking. Many DPS classes aren't restricted by spec in their own ability to move. And Celestalon said, this is an important mobility answer. Mobility is an excellent way to differentiate specs. We see that as a good thing. Specs even within the same class. So you're hoping for lots of mobility with some specs. Great, you got them. With others, not so much.
That makes sense to me.
Good luck.
I mean, like one rogue is a quick little guy who darts around and does a bunch of stuff. The other one stands there and hits you in the face with daggers.
I wish Blizzard... Works. Do you think Blizzard will give us a... mulligan, a do-over on our boosted characters, I wonder? Do you think they'd be willing to do that for early adopters? Because people who pre-ordered the expansion this
much
early...
Are you saying switch the class?
I want to change. I want to go... No, I want a mage, damn it.
No, they do. It costs $60.
It's a $60 way to do it.
Yeah. I don't want to do it that way.
I know.
I want to have my mage now. Because I like what mages are doing. I'm pretty impressed with what I saw in the alpha. It was fun. So now I'm irritated that I picked a freaking... shaman, whatever, doesn't matter.
Well, what you could have done was just waited like I did.
Yeah, I know. I should have done it.
Boost right away.
Yeah, I should have done it. Maybe I'll just, I don't know.
Just buy another.
I'll do a Kickstarter.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
Scott's going to boost every character class in the game.
Well, YouTube's just enabled tip jar.
I saw that.
So you can you can just create some tip jars next to your channel.
Some people are really excited
about
that.
Another thing I got a tip for now, seriously.
Yeah, one more internet thing you got to throw a buck into.
Can we just stop with the tips, everybody? It's just too much. Can we
just
pay people a living wage?
Just the tip.
Yeah,
the tip.
The whole rest of it. Yeah, dude, the future is all tips. Oh, boy.
Just pay people a living wage, please.
All right.
I just get annoyed by this. All right, political rant over.
Next one. Will endgame rares only appear in certain zones or zones? or zone. The many endgame POIs in WOD is a lot of acronyms here, or initialisms. And some scattered about in fun spots across the world, says Muffinus. These are the rare endgame things that you're going to find in weird ways. And there's not a crap ton of information about it, but enough to
get... that's pretty abstract.
Yeah.
Fun spots.
Yeah.
It's going to be in the fun
spots. But I'm pretty excited about the idea that there's... maybe it's the Diablo player in me, but I could get some cool thing for no reason out in somewhere... You know, that I
well, I like expect. The I like the rare mob stuff that was going on in Pandaria. I really like that a lot. Like you could just if you were kind of waiting for a BG to pop or something, you could just fly around looking for these rare spawns and get some random blues and whatnot. And
yeah,
sometimes that'd be really good.
Seems like more of that kind of.
I like that. I like that idea.
More of that kind of thinking, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Next one. So here's the question: we get a new glyph slot at 25, 50, and 75. Another one at 100 would be sweet. Thoughts? Celestalon says there's too little
competition.
I'm sorry, competition for good glyph slots as there is. Sure, it had a nice character power, but it's less interesting. Is less interesting choice good? Says Celestalon. I think I don't know if the guy answered, but it's an interesting question.
I think just for the sake of it making sense, there should be one at 100. I don't know. I mean.
Well, you just feel like you should get more at 100, probably. I do.
I just think if they, yeah, I mean, 25, 50, 75, 100, boom.
Yeah. When else?
Makes a lot of sense to me.
Never going to do them again, I guess.
I don't know. I mean,
that's fun.
I would like to have a fourth glyph.
That's fun if you went from 0 to 100, right? Because you got it at 75 and you were happy to have that progression. But here we all are at 90 and we're going to have all the glyphs we'll ever have. And that doesn't seem as fun. I don't know what the answer is, but it doesn't seem as fun.
Make more glyphs and more glyph slots. I don't know.
Right?
It seems to be like adding another glyph slot would also add a little bit of a boost in the amount of glyphs being bought and sold on the auction house. So
I don't think you're wrong. All right. Town Crier.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Why, it's the Town Crier.
Town Crier is our chance for us to talk to you about things that you sent in, emails and calls. You can call us anytime and leave us a message, 206-202-3969. That's 206-202-3969. Leave us a message. Keep it short and interesting. We'll play it on the show. Or you can email us at theinstance@gmail.com. All our calls this week were either too long or terrible. So we're going to do emails today. here's our first one. These come to us at theinstance@gmail.com. Hey, Scott, Dills, and Terpster says Timos. Or Tempos, rather, on Earthen Ring. What if when Blizzard brings the Horde bike in as a new mount, they also bring the Alliance bike in, only instead of it being a full size, they can make a miniature version like those little mini street bikes. So you'd have to sit on this thing like a Torin, and like it's just a tiny little like clown bike. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Previously on Azeroth Choppers.
Play that before we do any.
Well, that's just...
No, bad idea.
Yeah.
Do we need to make the Alliance feel even worse?
I think you might as well give the Alliance a children's tricycle if you're going to do that.
The little horn on it. And it some little streamers on the... Yeah.
Wow.
I think that would be too far.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a shame, really. I would hope that we can see it in-game, but maybe it shall forever just be... A physical bike and nothing more.
Mm.
Yeah. Let's just go all the way with this. Let's just completely make the Alliance feel like let's just make fun of them all day. All of their pants from now on have no butt. So it's just open butt in the back.
Assless chaps.
Yeah, assless chaps. All of their
to be honest with
pants.
You, if I can have those and I can, have the stats whilst also being a bare chested, furry, hairy
with no shirt,
human male.
Yes.
I would be all over that.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be
all of their helms now have like an ice cream cone, pushed down upside down on the top of it. And let's just throw that in there too.
I like that.
All right.
I
got it. Here's your perfect answer then. We put the full size Alliance bike, detailed as the Horde one. You put that in the game. The only difference is on the Alliance saddle, there's like a fresh turd on it. Just like
wow.
A poo, like someone just dropped
a
deuce on
it. I think all of this just sounds really, really mean.
The Alliance. Okay, now they all have to wear glasses with tape around the middle part.
Okay. Oh, you got me.
Yeah.
No, that's hipsters. I can't get.
Oh, that's true. Hipsters actually kind of like that now. That's right. Oh, go to Portland. Okay. Everyone's got tape on their glasses.
Oh, that's a cool thing. Yeah.
Right. Here's it. Okay. How about it just won't start? They pop it and it just goes ying 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 ying. And just doesn't
How about
go
we
anywhere.
Just give them the damn bike and we all get bikes? How about that?
All right.
Just, I don't know.
I like your idea. I like your idea. And I actually
crazy
think
idea.
That's what they're going to do. I still theorize.
Got some good news and some bad news.
Yeah.
The bad news is you play Alliance. The good news is we're giving you a bike anyway.
Yay. So a little humiliation, but a working
there you go.
Mount. Now. All right. Fine with that. Keith and wrote in. Chaps. Keith says, yeah, I like Turkster's idea of assless chaps. It's good in every conversation, in every context. Keith says, I have been playing WoW for a while now, but every time I play, I'm in a hurry and I never read the story and skip all the skinematics. Cinematics.
Skinematics.
Says, now I've been listening to your shows and it sounds interesting to me. What is the best way to catch up on WoW lore before Draenor comes out? Do I need to play the game from the beginning and read and watch everything? Keith, no, you don't. I'd recommend some of the books, Rise of the Horde, maybe the Arthas book. This new one's good. The Christy Golden book, the War Crimes book, I loved.
There's comic books you can read, too.
Comics, yep. There's WoW Wiki, will just give you all the synopsis you can stand.
Yeah, there's a guy on YouTube called, Noble, I think it is. Yeah. I'm trying to remember what his name is. Is he Noble87?
I don't know.
I think it's something like that. Yeah. So his name is, it might be it's Nobel87. And he's this weird, I want to say like Swedish, Nordic, I'm not sure. He's from something. But really good. He does lore breakdowns across all the books, the characters, the major stuff. So if you just want to have some, you know, weird sounding guy in the background chatting away about lore, he's fantastic. So you should check him out.
I'm going to see
there you go.
If I can find his name or his channel. You're right. It's Nobel 187.
Just 87.
Yeah. Nobel 87. So go check that out. I think I've heard him before. He is good.
Yeah, he's good. And like I said, he knows a lot. He does a lot of kind of, you know, fun fan theory stuff. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, and it's a little here.
And there's obviously a lot of lore in the game too. So just start paying attention to it now. And
let's take a look at each race and see what their philosophy is, starting with the humans.
I'm starting to believe that there are no Americans making YouTube videos, but that's just me. All right, moving on.
You know what? Here's a good idea too. Go if you're in Pandaria, go do the Lorewalker Cho stuff.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Because he basically gives you like mini cinematics of all of these kind of epic stories,
big moments. Yeah, and it's really entertaining the way they do it.
It's really good. Yeah, you can watch them all over and over again.
Blew the Monkey King away.
I love him. He really is one of my favorite WoW characters. It's funny because
it's amazing because he's new.
Yeah,
and they just brought him in, and he was just
such
fine,
a great fit,
charismatic, and. Yeah. He was a bro as well of the highest caliber.
Right.
You know, you'd go raiding and he'd be like, "Oh no, it's all going wrong." BRB, you guys fight that. I'm just gonna be And I was just like, "Ah, look at you, you old dog."
He sings too.
So,
right? Isn't this him? Oh yeah. Anyway,
I will sing Misty Mountain song.
Nicely done.
Peter
All right.
Jackson, don't come near me and sue me.
No.
It's good.
Alex from Russia wrote in. He says, "Dear comrades Scott, Dills, and Terpster, I was thinking how a lot of big studios release merchandise and related products along with their big films. So I thought, while WoW's, first WoW movie, or Warcraft, or whatever they're calling it, it is Warcraft, tells the story of Warcraft, orcs and humans, right? Maybe this is the best opportunity for Blizzard to remake this game. Not reboot, but just redo it in a new engine, retell the story, polish it up, so to speak, or re-release the original on tablets and mobile devices. What do you think? Love the show. Keep on rocking." I actually think that is a great idea. I would play Orcs and Humans.
They've been slowly re-releasing all of their old games so you can just play them on PC.
Yeah, Rock and Roll Racing
Blackthorn and Lost Vikings. All of those guys.
Yeah.
I think it would be lovely. I mean, you know, I haven't seen a Marvel film come out in a long time without a game coming out alongside it.
Mm. Usually a very crappy iOS game.
Yeah, exactly. Game Loft will obviously make something, I'm sure. Yeah. Whether or not it'd be official, I doubt it. I think it would be really good, though. I would love that. I think that Blizzard, though, being Blizzard, wouldn't be able to do it.
No, they would want to make it really good.
A game Yeah, exactly. On a schedule like that.
And no other games that I know of that were games first, movies later, ever coincided with the release of one of the games again. Like, there was never a Tomb Raider game at the same time.
Yeah, but I mean, it would be lovely. They rebooted Tomb Raider, obviously, recently.
Sure. Well, 2002 or something, but yeah. It was a while ago. That was a long time
ago. Well, no, yeah. I mean, the movie, for example, did influence the later design in the game.
Sure.
But yeah, nothing really came alongside.
Sure.
But I think it would be lovely. I'd love to have a Warcraft RTS again.
Sure.
Yeah, and I think that StarCraft 2's got one more expansion left in there. And then that team, hopefully, can all go across and start making Warcraft 4.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see why you'd have these some of the best RTS guys around not, you know, give us some more stuff around a franchise we love.
Yeah, I think it would be a big deal. I mean, RTSs are a little bit on the wane right now, generally, but that doesn't stop Blizzard from making great experiences with RTSs. And also, I watched a chunk of that Twitch live feed. I can't remember who they are, the channel. They always do these speed runs, but it was a speed run of Warcraft 3. That was entertaining as hell. I really enjoyed that. I don't usually get into the speedrun stuff, but for whatever reason...
I'm not sure, boy. Don't touch the blade. You don't know anything, Maradin. How my people are dying.
They skipped all that. They pumped right through all that crap. Yeah, they just got straight to the business at hand, and they were talking about how all these ships always get hung up here, so we only need three to get through, and then it was all just to maximize your speedrun, but it was really entertaining. I had a good time with it. That's it for emails. Thank you guys for writing in. Again, that email address is theinstance@gmail.com, and do call us, leave us voicemails as well at 206-202-3969. Let's drop the hammer.
The drop of the week.
Drop of the week this week reminds you to use the discount code WARCRAFT for 5% off at GameTimeZone.com. Warlords of Draenor raids get their own graphical settings.
That is awesome.
Long time coming. Probably has something to do with these models. But
this is amazing.
Yeah, one of the latest in the alpha build, the latest alpha build a couple of days ago or a day ago in the system settings, you can find it. I saw this over at WoW Insider and had to go check for myself. Sure enough, there are ways to tone down everything just for raiding, and that's it. So it knows when you're zoned in.
All of the graphic settings, bar, I think, potentially resolution.
Yeah,
I even
think you're right.
I'm sure, actually. Yeah. But you get all of those. And you can just, and it's just for when you're going to raid, that's what it does. So shadow quality, liquid detail, you know, shadows,
particle spell effects. Density.
Mm-hmm. I imagine it's basically just everything that doesn't require a refresh to do.
Yeah, reboot. Right? Yeah, yeah.
Probably true. I wonder if it'll hide nipples and chest hair. Wonderful.
I hope not.
Please don't.
If I am shirtless on a human male, I want everyone to be able to see that.
I raid shirtless.
Setting.
Just me and my just got my sword out.
No,
that's
you literally raid shirtless. So you're just wishing your character dead. I get it.
Oh yeah.
I know where you're at. I know what you're saying.
Or my mace, depending on, you know.
Sure. Yeah, if that's what you want to call it now.
Object.
Yeah, we're excited for that idea. I think that's a long time coming. I think they could use that for a while now for people on
lower
end
systems.
It's
actually really great because I've tried to stream WoW and raids and stuff, and as soon as we start raiding, just everything goes to hell.
Yeah.
And it's just because the graphics and there's just too many things going on my screen. And then you pile on top of that the fact that my computer is also trying to spit out another version of this somewhere else. Yeah. And it just doesn't work well.
Yeah,
so.
Fraps gets bogged down. Everything gets bogged down. So it'd this would be a nice way for all that to work better. And certainly for people with less than screaming meat machines or somebody on an older Mac or something, they'll have way better options this way. So that's cool. Very nice, Blizzard. Thanks for that nice little gift.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Good
bit
job.
Bit of business here before we go today. Next week, there will be no show. We'll be doing Nerdtacular all day Friday and Saturday, and myself will be there. Dills will be there. Terpster, sadly, is not coming this year.
Sadly.
But Patrick from France is, so we'll have
I spoke to Patrick today, and he was all like, I am going to Nerdtacular. And I was like, all right, Patrick, calm it down.
Relax, buddy.
Yeah. No, he's looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to him. I am sad that you won't be there, but we are going to do all kinds of crazy shout-outs from the stage so Terpster can see it from the land afar.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. I think what I'll do is I'll ask Patrick to use his expensive roaming data on his cell phone to FaceTime me throughout the whole
perfect
whole thing.
Yeah, because that's not expensive, right? That's
Patrick,
super cheap.
Lift your phone higher. I want to see what's going on.
Super cheap.
He's like, but Terpster, I am at the back of the room. They will not let me in. I say, tell them you're with me.
Yeah, we're just going to trap him in some bad seat. We're stoked to have him. We're stoked to have the event. And if you want to watch it live, which is the other part of this here business I wanted to mention, you can do that real easily. Frogpants.com/live all day Friday, all day Saturday. It begins at 9 a.m. Pacific time for those in the States. And I don't know what the GMT is, but you start at 9 o'clock Pacific time with the opening ceremonies.
5
and then,
yeah. 5 p.m. GMT.
We got all kinds of live crate stuff, including a live Angry Chicken with Dills and
that's
Garrett.
Correct. Yeah.
That's going to be rad. And lots of other shows and things. Jocelyn. Oh, that's right. Jocelyn will be there. Duh.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting she's coming this year. That's awesome. So,
came last year.
Yeah, she did come last year. It's true. Everybody who matters is coming, except Terpster. He matters, but he's not coming.
No, I'd say everyone who matters is coming. That's what I would say.
We're going to miss him, but some special guests from Blizzard again this year. We'll announce those as they are there. So that'll be good, and we're expecting some more Blizzard swag, although I've got to check with my contact because I haven't seen it yet. But anyway, there's a bunch of stuff we still have to do, but next week, big week. But no regular show. We will be back the following week, however, with a regular episode of The Instance. So just want to make sure to clear that up with everybody. Thank you all for being here. MatthewOxley.com is our music man. Go check him out. He does our theme, and he's rad. On iTunes, you can leave us reviews. We love that. Please do that. Paul Swickard is our intern. We have forums, show notes, archives, and more at theinstance.net. He handles a lot of that, and it's great. On Twitter, we're at Instance Show, Willie Dills, the_T, and Scott Johnson on Facebook /The Instance. Find more great shows just like this at frogpants.com. It's going to do it for us, for me, for Terpster, and for Dills. We'll see you next time.
Nipples!
Nipples.
Welcome back to the Azeroth Archives. I am Vixorcus, Draenei Paladin, and Lore Master of the Archives. I have spoken often of late on how the orcs were subjugated by the Burning Legion, and how it led to the destruction of my people's adopted homeworld of Draenor. But something you may not know is the connection of those events to something that is still fresh in the minds of many on Azeroth, the Lich King and the Scourge. I mentioned previously that Ner'zhul was once Elder Shaman and Chieftain of the Shadowmoon Clan. Before the Horde was formed under the Shadow Council, he was the de facto leader of the Orcish race. Thus, he was the first one targeted by Kil'jaeden's deception. When Ner'zhul realized this, he was betrayed and subjugated by his apprentice Gul'dan, who went on to lead the Shadow Council. Ner'zhul cared deeply for his people, however. He warned Durotan not to let the Frostwolves drink the blood of Manoroth, and after the dark portal between Draenor and Azeroth was closed, he sought to open other portals leading to fresh conquests for the Horde. One of the artifacts he sought to accomplish this was the skull of his former apprentice, Gul'dan, but the skull whispered to him, fed his thirst for power, and drove him mad. When Ner'zhul's portals began to destroy Draenor, he tried to escape through one of them, but was immediately captured by Kil'jaeden and subjected to tremendous torment. His spirit was torn from his body and was bound to the Helm of Domination, and he became the Lich King. The Rogue and I will be on a company-mandated vacation next week. Until we return, may the light embrace you.
Azeroth-archives.tumblr.com at Azeroth Archives on Twitter. A Life is Leet production. LifeIsLeet.com.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Reputation Boost, helping you gain that all-important reputation in the world of Warcraft. Here we are back again for another installment of our insane miniseries. Part 3 will be a combination of the various factions that make up the group known as the Steamweedle Cartel. This means we're going to be taking a look at the combination of Booty Bay, Everlook, Gadgetzan, and Ratchet. You'll need to raise all of these to Exalted before you can claim the achievement, so let's look at how this is done. To get started, all you need to know is that this is pretty much just like the rest of the factions. That's right, it focuses around killing. There are a few quests available, but you're better off just killing the mobs. These factions all love killing enemies from the South Sea Pirates, as well as the Venture Company. So get ready to kill about 26,000 of them, depending on your reputation boosts and things like that, from your guild or other perks such as being a human. It's best to take a friend or a few and just have some fun killing these mobs and hanging out in the game. Places like Teneris have loads of South Sea pirates, making it a great place to farm them. Other people recommend killing Venture Company enemies in places like Stranglethorn or in the Grizzly Hills where you'll find their evacuees. Other than some protection by local guards and maybe some discounts for buying items, you're not really looking at much in the way of direct rewards for raising this reputation. But if you have been completing all the other reputations as we've been going through them, that'll leave you with just one faction left before you reach the achievement Insane in the Membrane. So yes, there is one more part left in this, and that will be the Dark Moon Fair, which we'll go over next week. So hopefully you've been keeping up, and hopefully you'll be able to be really close to getting that achievement. So just keep pushing to the end. For a detailed explanation and other information, remember to follow us at repboost.blogspot.com. This is Frosty, and may the light be with you.
Greetings, and welcome to Slashgrats. I'm your host, EFinkG4. I'm here to talk to you about the fun achievements you can earn in the World of Warcraft. This week's achievement is Conscriptinator. The goal here is to gain 3 stacks of resin residue by defeating Manted Conscripts in the Gate of Setting Sun on Heroic difficulty. This takes place right before the very last boss. We normally would jump down to the last boss. This time we're going to turn to the right and we're going to see 3 NPCs fighting 3 Manted Conscripts. We're going to take each Manted Conscript at a time because we have 90 seconds in between each kill to get the next one. And they're kind of like mini bosses. They have a lot of health, 5 million health, and they hit pretty hard. And a couple class tips here is if you're a Death Knight, you don't want to use anti-magic shell. That will remove the stacks. And if you're a mage, we're not going to do any ice blocks because that too will also remove the stacks. And then there's only 3 of these guys. You can't go find more. Basically, this is just a DPS race. We need to get these guys dead within 90 seconds of each other to get 3 stacks. If you die, die close to everybody because you'll still get the debuff when the little dude explodes. If done correctly, you're going to get the achievement Conscriptinator and 10 points. Catch up on old shows at slashgrats.com or find us on Stitcher or iTunes. You can contact me on Twitter. I'm EFinkG4. Good luck, and we'll see you next week.
You mean you wish to surrender to Buxley? Very well, I accept. Welcome to Buxley's Journal. Set that right there. Potions, jewelry, armor repair.
Welcome to my armor shop. How may I help you?
Hello, I'd like to have my armor repaired.
Oh yes, I can see that. This looks like excellent armor. Is it real?
Yeah. Why wouldn't it be? I just want to have this repaired. Can you do that?
I'm surprised someone like you was able to obtain this.
What?
While you're waiting, we do have some other armor you may be interested in. Here, take a look at this.
This isn't too bad.
Well, it certainly doesn't make you look as heavy as the other one does.
Why, thank you. What? Wait, what?
Oh, don't worry about the way the other one looks. I'm sure you make up for it by being smarter than a few other people.
What did you just say?
Anyway, back to this armor. Do you want to repair it?
Yes, but...
Okay, then I'm going to have to redo the helmet, too, to make sure it hides the way your head looks.
My head? What's wrong with my head?
Oh, don't worry. I can fix the helmet so nobody notices. I can put in some deodorizing pads into your boots, too, when I fix those.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
You're a shaman, right?
Yes, but about the boots.
A shaman? Huh. And you speak so well, too. I never would have guessed.
Okay. I'm taking my business elsewhere. Good day.
Good day? It's raining out. Hey, that's a nice mechanical hug he's driving away in. I wonder whose that is.
If you'd like to see what I'm up to, follow Ask Buxley on Twitter.
Ludra the Mage here.
And I'm Ben the Mage.
Okay, I intro'd the promo first. That's a point for me.
Wait, what?
Ben, we changed the system, remember? Okay, I explained the system to Ben. That's a point.
Hey, wait a minute.
Disagreeing with the Ludra, that's minus a point. This is so fun.
If you want to find out why the points matter, make sure to check out episode 47 of Battle Pets, The More the Merrier, where we talk about news, take another peek into the Celestial Tournament, and hear what your teams are for Mermaid Table.
I like this system! And unlike Whose Line, the points here matter. This Besides, you get a point for giving out all the show info.
Really?
Yeah, but you questioned me and the system that I happen to believe in. So I'm taking it away!
Thrumka, and welcome to Ask Miss Mulgra, your source on matters of etiquette in Azeroth. Today's question is, what is the appropriate attire for Nerdtacular? For those unaware, Nerdtacular is a once-yearly gathering of the nerd faction of the humans, where they participate in strange cannibalistic rituals by eating five guys. I have determined that to be one of the five guys must be a coveted position, since most of the humans speak of these guys with some reverence. Some of the humans even don their armor for the event. Admittedly, it is a bit confusing, since much of the armor is made of this foamy stuff, with even less armor rating than a mage's robes. Although I have carried out scholarly studies in this area for several years, all I can tell you with some confidence is that if you wear a silly hat and watch bad movies on purpose, you should fit right in. I am Miss Mulgra, and that is my advice. Akamagosh! Follow at Miss Mulgra on Twitter, or listen to previous episodes at missmulgra.com.
Is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.